Morning, John. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Let's start off with trips to New Zealand. This is a special Lord of the Rings experience, North and South Island. This would be a good one if you're a fan of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Yeah, look, is it trilogy? I don't know how many books there are now or movies. Heaps. I
can't confirm or deny that, Sean. I'm sorry.
There's heaps of them.
There's heaps of them, yeah. And there's a five-night North one, North Island, which is Lord of the Rings experience. So 6 days car hire, 5 nights accommodation, Hobbiton movie set tour, half-day Middle Earth filming location tour. So there's also a Weta workshop, and that's from $8.99 per person. They've got a seven-night one in South Island, which is, again, car hire accommodation, Lord of the Rings Adorus tour, a one-hour Lord of the Rings tour ex Twizel. I have been at Twizel. There's not much there, so that Lord of the Rings would be the main thing there, I think. Yes. And it gives you a Wanaka jet boat ride, which I have done. It is one of the best things you can do in your life, I reckon, a Wanaka jet boat ride. And it does a Safari of the Scenes tour in ex-Queensland as well. And that one's a little bit dear. It's about $16.49. But New Zealand, we've always raved about it.
It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
It's a beautiful place. The food's great. The wine's fantastic. The golf's awesome. And they're lovely people. So if you like Lord of the Rings, come and see us. We'll help you out with it a good deal.
We've talked a few times, John, about some of the sporting packages that you do. So I'll just go through them again. There's the Boomers and the USA in basketball. That's in Melbourne. There's the Singapore Grand Prix, the Hong Kong Sevens, and your wife's favourite, the Aussie Open next year, and the tennis.
She does love it. I'm in the midst of getting her package organised at the moment. I don't know how many years. It might be 17 or 18 years in a row, I think. So
a regular.
Tragic, I call her. Tragic.
So the Boomers and the USA, that'd be a good one.
Oh, look, I think so, and particularly because, you know, the recent news with the Thriller Manila with the problems they had over there, the basket brawl. But, you know, I don't know. I can't say who's in the side these days, but if you get the young guys that all play in the NBA.
Dellavedova will be playing, I suppose.
Delly should be playing, and all the great players there. And I don't know the strength of the USA basketball team.
Well, they're always strong, aren't they?
I don't think it'll be an Olympics-type squad, but it would be pretty close because it's a FIBA World Basketball Championship. So they'll have a really, really strong team in. So that's August 2019. So come and see. It's about a package to see that. That would be awesome.
Singapore Grand Prix, be a good one.
Yeah, Grand Prix. Not much into the noisy machines, but a lot of people love them. Beautiful place for a holiday. Even if you don't like the cars, it'd be awesome. Hong Kong Sevens is rugby, which is obviously pretty popular. And back to the Australian Open again.
Something there for everyone, just about.
On there
to
is.
Something completely different, John. I don't think we've ever spoken about this. This is religious travel experiences and trips.
Yeah, we have a couple of companies, Trafalgar and Globus Cosmos, which give us a brochure and specialise in this sort of trip. And it's sort of focused mainly on the Oberammergau, which is every 10 years, I think it is from memory. Passion Play 2020. So for people who are strong Christian beliefs, that's a good thing to go and see and do. But there's a lot of sites that you can go and visit as well. And it's not just restricted to that. They have one in Israel. They have France and Italy and Spain, because Spain's got a huge Catholic history. And you do go to Fatima, which I have been, which is in Portugal, between Lisbon and Porto, and I've been to the sites there. So someone who's interested in the history of religion and recreating it, a perfect little trip.
We mentioned last week, John, about some groups you're looking at organising, and this is a good one. I'm putting together a trip to Hawaii. It's the four islands in Hawaii.
Yeah, look, exactly right. Hawaii is one of those places that everyone wants to go to. And obviously it sometimes complicates your airfare going from here to the States if you're doing a States trip. But if you don't want to do the States and you just want to do Hawaii, it goes to Oahu, which is where Honolulu is. It goes to Kauai, it goes to the Big Island, and it also does Maui. So it's more of an independent-style tour. There's a couple of things that they do to take you every day, but you have a lot of free time to wander around and just really take in the culture. They go to Waimea Canyon, which is one of the places I really want to get to, but they'll also obviously take you past those volcanoes that are blowing up at the moment.
Hopefully nothing happens when you're over there.
Not too close, and we won't be getting in any boats that get too close either.
Fair enough. Who's on the roster today? You worked last week, so you wouldn't be working today.
That's correct. There's two girls working.
Now, get these names right, John, because otherwise I'll jump out of bed if you give the wrong names. Do you know who's working today?
I know Michelle's working, and I think the other one's Hannah.
Okay. Bendigo Travel and Cruise, open this morning from 10, caught on Mitchell and Hargrove Streets. Thanks, John. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean.